Okay. I want to start from the top over here, and I'm going to do something which a priori sounds like, you know, what am I talking about, okay? The first question to ask is, you know, we talked about me this last week, but it's a nefesh, ofi, shoben adam, ofi, or whatever, ofi. I really want to know, how is the Rambam using, I'm not sure if this is a question of what the Arabic word means, or what the certain context over here, what is going on? You'll see, you know, this was, I think I was thinking about this in Yom Kippur, because I had a friend. Okay, here. It goes like this, okay? We know that there's something called Midas, Imperic Alf of those days, and the Rambam puts together there the Amitz Balachta B'drocha, okay? And it seems, if you look at it, Halachta B'drocha is somehow almost it's like a puzzle, a composite of two separate types of midas, okay? Because the beginning of Hilda's days, he talks about the disposition of people, and he is a major proponent of the golden mean, okay? Okay? Derech Yishora, Derech Tova, whatever it is. Then, in the middle of nowhere, he talks about the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachov, and I assume he includes both under this, and he says, what did Nevi'im call the Rebbeinu Shalom? Mahu nikra rachu mafatei rachu. Okay. And that lechel is also Halachta B'drachov. How these two mesh together, and what's going on, why is the Drach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what's going on, I'm not getting involved in that. But that is what's going on. If you look through Hilchos Deis, this Perek, there are many mitzvahs in Hilchos Deis, okay? But if you look from Perek Aleph through, and not including Perek Vav, okay? Perek Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. It's all talking about Halachta B'drachov. Okay. Comes Perek Vav. And he starts a discussion that since people are influenced by their environment, so therefore you have to run away from bad influence. It's also part of this, okay? And after he tells you that, he starts telling you another thing about Tidbuk, not because of Lachim Lachov, but how you mekayim, how you medobuk in the Shechina, okay? Whatever that is, okay? Then he goes on and he talks about a mitzvah of Avtarach Kamoicha and Vesisa Zechich Bubavecha and Hochet Rizamisecha and Amon of Yosel Sanun. Okay? Then Losei Lechochir Bamecha in Perek Zion and a discussion about. Okay. And that's the end of the book. Okay. So, oh, I didn't mention Vachtarach Kamoch, I thought I mentioned being in Vachtarach Kamoch, and then what's his name? So, L'cheira, okay, so you have a big chunk of Ilva's Deus, okay? So the question is, what does the word Deus mean? And what would me this mean, okay? And l'chol, there are many mitzvahs in Hilchos Deis, okay? And l'moshel, you know, is everyone who's mekayim v'after l'ach kamoicha, is it mekayim two mitzvahs? L'ach b'doch v'after l'ach kamoicha? Or someone who's, you know, whatever the mitzvahs are? okay? Or anyone who violates any of the lavim, is he violating two lavim? Is he inviting a lav and an isaseh or something like that? You know, what's happening over here? Okay. Okay, so that's the question, okay? Okay, so that's the question. Now, and the question is also, when you talk about all these, is basically all these issues, the whole Hilchos Deis is about Midas or something like that, or maybe Midas is Lach B'drach, you know, what's going on, and what are Deis, and what's the word mean, okay? It's all reasonable questions, okay? So, what I'm going to do is tell you that the Rambam introduces a new definition of midos. You see, when you talk about midos, you're talking about personal fulfillment, the shlemus of man. Okay, he's not a chayla. Okay, see, the question is when you talk about chayla and nefesh. Okay. And you have the whole shmona prakim about that. Are we talking about there v'achtolach kamoicha? Are we talking about v'sisloch chivovecha and v'selicha? All these issues over here, okay? See, chili nefesh, okay? I would have thought the chili nefesh is talking about you messing up what the Rambam talks about at the beginning of Hilchos Deis. All the derech mamutza. I'm not sure if the chole nefesh, a person who doesn't do the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not sure, you know, if it's mahu nikla afatrayeh, I'm not sure if that's chole nefesh, okay? But there's an issue of midas, of shleimus adam, okay? Not being sick, in a spiritual sense, okay? And the Rambam introduces at the end of Hilchos Deis a whole new concept of midas, okay? Basically, what the issue is, how you create a society where one man can interact with his fellow man and the thing should work, okay? And offhand, you know, what's the guy talking about? Let me read to you a excerpt from the Mevuchim, okay? And if you have questions afterwards, I'm going to answer the questions. I think it's so self-explanatory, I didn't say anything. Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Hei. Just listen to this. Haklal HaShlishi. He has many... First I'm going to read Lamed Hei, then Lamed Ches. He's listing the various different klolim that define the various mitzvahs, or how he puts Mishneh Torah, how he sets up Mishneh Torah. We'll see. Klal HaShlishi, the third rule. Okay. Kolel haMitzvos haTluyos b'Tikun haMidos. Behem asher sofanu. Hilchos Deis. Hilchos Deis is about Tikkun HaMidos. V'yadua shebetev hamituv hamidos, tev hamidos, okay? Teshalem chevras b'nei odom b'kibutzeim asher hu hechrechi l'sidl b'nei odom, okay? See, on one hand, sometimes you're talking about man reaching his own personal fruition, okay? And now you're talking about society, okay? And the kiyum of society, and how society works. Listen again now to Perek Lamed Ches, where he talks about it more clearly, okay? HaMitzvos HaKolel Oysom HaKlal HaShlishi Heim Asher Sofanu B'Hilchos Deis. The Klal HaShlishi, this is the whole Hilchos Deis. It's talking about this whole thing. The whole thing. Not only Vlach the Bedrach. Okay. V'to'elis kulam mevu'olos mibnei shehem kulam midas shebehem yisukan inyin chevas b'nei odom v'zeh mevu'o b'inyin shelo etzdarech l'harich boi v'dam shebeksas ha-mitzvahs gam kein ma shakavona liknois midat teva v'af al-pi shehu ksas ma'asim v'yochashe b'hem shehem gzeres ha-kosim lo'y tachas anachnu v'arom echad achad makoyim. In other words, B'kitzi is, there's a new category over here. He's telling you sometimes makoyim v'omnam elu asher b'protam b'hilchus deis. He's telling you what Hilchus Deis is that. Hine yizboye b'kulam b'feirush sh'akavon b'hem hasogis hamidis hana'alais. Okay? So there might be, he says that the alpha p shem ksas ma'asim the yechosh v'hem shem gzeres akos of loy tachlis ach nivava ma'achas asim v'koy moysa. So they might bring you to midas, but not the chefsa of the mitzvah is not an issue of midas. And midas become a whole new world. See, I'm not sure. Okay? So the question is, so I assume that when you talk about Balachta Bedrochov, you're talking about the golden mean, the question about Chulei Nefesh and Achulei Nefesh, and you're talking about also the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? I'm not sure if a person who is violent to the Sikhim Vaisito or Vaisisa Zachich Vavavecho or something like that, I'm not sure that the issue is it's a Chulei Nefesh. Okay, I don't know, I'm just very confused here, okay? Because I'm not sure that is the discussion in Shmoneh Prokhim. I'm just saying, you know, it amazed me, okay, that basically has a lot of mitzvahs, and the first five Prokhim are basically about Malach the Bedrochov, okay? And that's what he has, a separate Malach the Bedrochov for Talmud Chochem. That's very okay. She came shechachem nikam moisam, and the word deya means basically midas in the broader sense of the word in terms of society. Okay. Okay. And I assume that a person who has proper midas in perek alf, that would help in society. Okay. But that's not the mitzvah of Lach B'Drachov. Okay? I don't know Lach B'Drachov, we're interested in society, we're interested in the Chulei Nefesh. Okay? Just, you know, even if I do anything, that's just setting up the whole issue what's going on. So that occurred to me, I think, you know, Kippur or whatever it was, but, you know, that I think it's very important. But this Rambam in the Vuchim is actually, you know, after that, I didn't say anything. Correct?
We don't know what's Chulei Nefesh. It could be all these things are Chulei Nefesh.
Yeah, but all I'm pointing out to you, I challenge you to find the Shmoneh Prokhim when he talks about, you see, you have to understand the Chulei Nefesh, both the Mishneh Torah and in the Shmoneh Prokhim, the focus is on this golden mean, correct? And we have no clue at all that these issues are Chulei Nefesh. Correct? You won't see Shmoneh Prokhim, and I'm not sure exactly. You know, I'm just trying to tell you that these are issues.
In terms of how I relate to someone, do I flourish the handle of someone, or do I take it, or do I plan revenge? Is that the Chulei could be?
Yeah, but it could have been. But that, the Rambam, does he talk about these things in Shmoneh Prokhim? I doubt it, but you know, we can check it out. I'm just wondering, all I'm just trying to tell you, I ask you a question, okay? In the person, okay, does he violate Balach B'drachov? It's a different issue. The Kiyum Chemes Adam, which are not necessarily the midas, which he's talking about in Perek Aleph. And why is the Rambam so machbir? If you look at the whole way, see, you probably don't look at this, but the whole way that he set up Hilchos Deos, you get the impression that he's trying to put all these things on the side, and he's trying to have fire pluck and dealing with Achta B'drachov. Okay? That's the impression, you know. You know, it was an amazing insight. I said myself, kicking myself in all the years, you know, why didn't I see that? Okay? Correct? You know, the observation, I think, is real. You know, I can sit down. The purpose over here is not to learn Hilchos Deos, okay? But that's the, okay, correct? So then, v'ahavtalach kamoicha, and, for example, let's chart like this. Listen to Perek Zion, okay? Now I want to read to you Perek Zion of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Ches. V'chein kol ha'noite li'echon mi'Yisrael, oivu le'isashem le'isito es b'nei amecha. Okay, that's okay. V'chule, l'fikoch, I'm skipping a few lines, okay? L'fikoch hikpid ha'tera al ha'tira, ad shi'imoche ha'ovoin, Milibo Vizrechel Klau. Okay? Vizu ki Hadeya Hanachina. Hadeya Hanachina. So what's the word Deya? She'efsha. She'iskayim bo Yishivo Oretz. Umaso'om. Umatonom. She'bnei Odom Zeimze. Okay? It sounds to me, when the Rambam is talking about Kas, or Gaiva, or Rudifus HaMacholim, in Perek Aleph, okay, he's not talking about the Kiyum of society. He's talking about the Chil HaNefesh. It could be that if you have Chil HaNefesh, society's not going to be great, okay? So those are the questions I ask myself. And this whole discussion about the society and my soul, my thought, how the way society works, the Rambam has taught at the end, okay, as an epilogue of this, and I'm just wondering, just what it refers to. So I therefore assume that we are after Racha Kamoicha, and we sister Zochicha Lubavecha, and Geir Vyosam, and Almona Vyosam Leisanum, and also the Abbas, not only and Lusay, and then he has Lusay Lachav Amecha. Okay, that's Perek Zayin. Okay, and Lusikam Lusito is all talking about this category of society. Okay, this is an amazing thing. Okay. So if you ask me, are you Makani necessarily, or there's a relationship between the violation of one of these other things, or the kiyum to the, I would say not necessarily, okay? Just to put things in perspective, they didn't do anything, okay? Now, so then I ask myself, the Rambam, when he's talking about V'aftalecha Kamoicha, okay, he basically talks about two sets of midas, okay? He starts, you can open up the thing, you have your things there. He starts and he talks about Rachmonus and Chanina, okay? So he talks about Chmonis and Chanino, I can imagine that goes into Vachta B'Drachov. Okay? And that also might have to do Vachta. In other words, how do you read this? Vachta B'Drachov is going at something on the whole thing? Or he's talking about a separate mitzvah which he never talked about? He's talking about Vachta B'Drachov. Okay? So I would assume it's going on, everything's going Vachta B'Drachov, but I can't tell you 100% for sure. Okay? Okay? So Rachmonus and Chanina, okay, is an expression of Kamoicha, okay, but it also can be utilized into V'Achdalach Kamoicha, okay. However, because that's the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Niko Rachum Afatei Rachum. Mahu Niko Chanun Afatei Chanun. Correct? However, we talk about Chemlo, okay, or you talk about Yedidus, if that's the proper translation, okay? You know, it could be that according to Aristotle, it might be a virtue, okay? But the question is, why is the Rambam putting stress on the Yedidus and the Chemlo? And the truth is, in Reish Vav, where he's talking about Mitzvah Atavach Kamoicha, he only talks about, he talks about She Chemlosi, and then he talks about Ahavosi, okay? So I can imagine that you can use Chemlo and Yedidus in order to shoot off to be Ahava, okay? And I can imagine this is like a virtue that you can produce the type of midas which is necessary for society to mekayim, okay? But then I ask myself a question, okay? Are you mekayim volachto bedrochov by having the midah of Yedidus? I'm not sure about it, okay? So I'm telling you what's happening over here is the word midas a lot broader and the word deis a lot broader than we were brought up, okay? Okay? So that's one point. I think it's a major observation of what's going on. Okay, you know. We don't know what we're talking about. Okay, correct? Is that all fair?
I heard the daya is a societal thing. What are you saying? Mida? How do we change the definition of mida?
That's what midas are going on. Because he's calling midas. I'm not sure mida is over here. He quotes V'Achdalach Kamoicha. That's what he's calling here. So it's not necessarily, you know, we're not talking about chulei nefesh. We're talking about the kiyum of society and the way man interacts with his fellow man in order for society to work. Which is a whole, you know. When I noticed this and I realized, you know, that Hilchos Deis is written in a whole new way, and then when I saw the Rambam in the Nevuchim, you know, I said, you know. I didn't say anything, but it's a major observation to be able to think about things, okay? Okay. So then, okay, that was one point. I wanted to think about it. But the question is, you know, where is Vach with the Lachov or my sisters of Chikumovecha? Well, yeah, but you see, I'm not getting involved in this, but I just don't know what type of society you're talking about. Because most of these mitzvahs, see, we talk about v'alachta b'drachov, it's nothing to do with a Jew or non-Jew. It might even be with a behemoth. You know, we'll see. You know, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? You know, it is, you know, with Rabbeinu HaKodesh and Rachm, okay, right? But l'chayr, when you talk about v'alachta kamoicha, or you talk about sochich b'vavecha, you're talking about between Jews. So what type of society are we talking about? It's exclusive society with only Jews that we're trying to make sure that it works in Masel Matan? And again, Tosha, you're not interested in? No, I'm not. This last comment was a Mayim Mamuska, just to get you show, just to get you think that you think you know something, okay? I knew that I know nothing, okay? Okay, say next. Okay, now, that was my first observation, which I thought Islam is major to be able to begin to think about things. Okay? So the word midas and the whole idea of midas have to be rethought about over here, correct? So now, you see, because if someone asked me, okay, you know, what's the midas in the kima and the tira? What exactly, what is it, okay? Is it a character trait or a negative character trait? Okay? So I'm not sure that the word midas is character traits necessarily. We're talking about those things which are necessary in order to make society kind. And if you have people walking around and hating each other, you know, it's not going to be positive for society, okay? Or, you know, or bearing a grudge one against the other, it's not going to be good for society, okay? So then the word midas has to be expanded, that's all. Or it's not the way we were brought up to interpret midas, okay? And the word deis certainly include the whole thing, because that's what he has, Hilchos Deis, and he has these halachas in Hilchos Deis. It's not Hilchos Midas, Hilchos Deis. And maybe the word over here, which is translated as Midas, really means what we would call Deis in the Rambam Mishnah Torah. Okay? That is the important point. So then we can begin talking about Lecha, we can talk about we talk about Tristadam. We'll see what that is later. Maybe believe that. We'll see. Okay, well, at least we can get started. Now, next. Then I ask myself a question. And, you know, what I did last week was okay, but I guess, having the mida of Rachmanus, if you don't have Avas Areya, the question is, what do you do exactly? Okay? Correct? But on the other hand, doesn't the Rambam say over here, if you read the words, he says, like this, da sheko tzivuye atero viazoreh seho hinehem be'avod von b'deis v'pulois v'midas v'medivis. He's talking about the tzivuy. He's talking about the mitzvah. V'zeh shehit tzaveinu lizbo be'ezadeya. And tzaveinu lehisnaik or kiuli to be kind of this midah through practicing again and again. So it is true that you can't imagine avas hareya or avas hazulas v'achloach kamoicha without an element of rachmon and chanun and chemlo and yedidus. Okay? The question is it fair to say that it's only a Hechsher? Or if these, the Rambam is telling you that you can't imagine this mitzvah without this. And since you can't imagine it without it, maybe it's part of the mitzvah, because the Rambam says mitzvah, because the Rambam says there's a tzibur on it. Okay, let's try to read the text. Okay, and if you take the next point, I just want to tell you like this. For example, if you take the Rambam literally, which I don't know if you should, the Rambam says in Perek Hei B'Chushvus, V'chein kol ha-nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah v'le-bitel potem ishvus bitel v'lekem ishvus shvus shov. The Oise HaMitzvah Shenishba Levat Ketzad Hun Shenishba Shelo Yapa Sesuka Shelo Yubash Tfilin Shelo Yitin Tzdoka So Mishlo Yah Sesuka. Okay. You know, when this is to interpret literally with the Tziv and Hechshmitz HaKosavatera and then Kilu, that if it's Hechshmitz HaKos Batera, you know, okay? But no one will say in the Hechshir mitzvah, kosher b'teira, that the asiyas asukah has anything to do with yeshiva. Okay? You may need it for the yeshiva. It's a Hechshir mitzvah, okay? When I talk about the various things, the deya, in order to get to Avos Hashem, or Yerushalayim, those hashkofas, okay, are they like the asiyas asukah? Or no, they have them, and together as part of the package deal, with that, I'm becoming Avos Hashem. And you can't imagine Avos Hashem divorced from that. You know, someone walking around, I love God, okay? You know, here's my God, he's already loving, I don't know what he's talking about, okay? So Ram's trying to tell you that this, it's not really only a Hechshir mitzvah. This is the way you make the mitzvah. It's mushrosh and built, the etzim sibui is built on the hashkofa and the mita. Okay? So those are two points, and if I didn't say anything else this evening, I thought these two points are like a major insight into what's going on. Okay? Now we'll get started. Okay? Is that fair? If I said anything, you think that I'm just, you know, oh, you know, whatever it is, but you know. Because I like, you know, things should be organized and know why things are, but now we know what the Rambam's doing in writing those days. Okay? Now, next. Now, let's go back, because when he talks about here, and we'll see about this, when he talks about that what we're muzer in midas, he talks about the kima and the tila, okay? Now, let me read to you something else, okay? Chelek Aleph, Perik Nun Dalet, in Moed Nebuchim. Okay? V'halbe me'elu ha'pu'ulois asher lo yavou me'echod mehem le'acher el mikaz godo o netira amuka. That's the way Kapach does it. Netira amuka o ibakoshes gulas hadam. Okay? He's referring to, you know, this what's going on over here, correct? Nik v'nikro l'fi elu ha'pulois kane v'noikein u'bal chema v'noitei talking about the Ubanishon of his kane what's l'me ki ha'pulois ashe kamoisan nas al yodeinu mitech tchunas nafshis v'hi ha'kino shh obakoshas gulas hadam. See, one time he talked about kino, okay, that's kani, talking about the Ubanishad. When you're talking about bakosh gulas adam, you're talking about nekoma, okay? Or netila, or hakas, yovo, mimenu yis'al, kfi shishayib anasim, kfi ishayib anasim. It means that the Ubanishad is not an expression of these Midas Rois, okay, but these are the chayil problems. Ki apulis asher kamois nasa yadeno mitech tchunas nashim v'yakino or bakosh gulas adam. Okay, so I'm not sure if the word tchunas hanefesh is right. I'm not sure what's going on. But we're talking about the desire for revenge. There's envy. Okay, envy. I understand that might be a problem of lach b'drocha. Okay, we talk about the desire for revenge. It could be that you want justice. And you want to teach the person justice. I don't know what the person wants to do. See, I'm not sure what the problem in society is. I want to teach him justice, okay? So it could be that a judge can teach people justice. But if everyone's going to be a judge and start teaching other people justice, society's going to... I don't know what's happening over here. Okay. Now, okay, so we got started, okay? So this is amazing, but it's clear that we're talking about these things. We're talking about the tira and the kima and gulas adam. We're talking about character. I don't know if it's character traits. We're talking about traits which are antithetical to the kima society. Okay, the Ribbono Shel Olam might say this kane, but it's nothing to do with this. Okay. Now, amazing things are happening over here. Because the Ram quotes, I'm just trying, I don't know how far I'm going to get, but I'm sorry that it's going to be so slow, but I'm just, you know, because if I would have just started getting it, this guy's out of his mind, okay? Now I ask you a different question, okay? Let's try to retake and think about L'Seilich Lachel Ba'amecha, okay? So what is that? That's the midas and society? Because the Ram quotes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Deis, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Listen to this. Hamogadu b'chaveiro oibu leisaseh, shem leiseinach lochem b'amecha. V'yaf al pishe leikin al dobezeh alvon godolu v'goyrim la'alok nefosh b'rabbis b'Yisrael. לקח נסמכולוי, לסמה דרכה, סיין למען בדרגה, דוי מי בחולי. איזה רוחיל, זה הטרין דבור והולך, זה מזה לזה. ואוי מלקח, לקח על הפלוני, לקח על שמעתי על הפלוני, אף על פי שהוא אמס, הרי זה מחר וסרלם. יש שם גוד מזה, עד מרד, והוא בכלל לא אף זה, והוא לא שן הירה, הורה. והוא המסף בגנוס חברה, אף על פי שהוא אמס, שהם אמס. So there's טרין דבורים, okay. And there's this, okay? So the kitzur is loyseilich ochel ba'amecha is kilo lechilus and lashon hara. Correct? So if I ask you, where should this be? Where should this be? This should be under midas. It should be together with loysis. It should be together with the. With Loisika Loisito, right? Can you continue reading in the Rambam over here? V'tazirenu me'eza amira k'goyin mashi hushalnu milishova l'sheker v'horechilus v'loshen hora v'aklola zulas zeh. So Rambam threw in a monkey wrench, okay? So basically, he throws in Rechilus and Lashon Hara in Hilchos Deis, and he calls it an Amira. So, you see, let's just go back before we go on. Let's read back the other discussion in Perek Lamed Ches and Chelek Gimel. V'af al pi shehem ksas maisim v'yechsha behem shehem k'zeh z'kos lo tachla anach nuvah ramach. He says like this. V'zeh mavur be'in shal yitzach l'arach v'da shem ksas ha-mitzvahs gam kein ma shakavona liknes mida teva. Okay, well, the opposite, okay? Okay. So it's talking about to get the Midah Teva, okay? But that's not the Chefsa of the Deya. The Deya, when the Deya is the Chor, a reflection of this Midah Teva, or not Teva. And there's some mitzvahs that are helping you to quiet them, okay? So I ask you, what happened here? Listen to, look at Mitzvahs Loisa says Shin Aleph. Shinal of Hishis Halnu Megadel. Vuhu Lysedach Oma Vihu Omroi Lysedach Rachel Bamecha Omroi Lysehe Rach Bidvorim Lizer Vakosha Lizer Dov Ache Lytehe Kerucho Matin Dvorim Bahilich Ubachlau Lav Zer Azhor Shel Oitzo Hashemra. So I ask, what happened over here? So is, okay. There is, for example, a section in the Bucham. See, you see, we talk about. See, you can talk about what the chesed of the avera is. We can talk about what the purpose of the mitzvah is. Okay, matov. Okay, because in the Moran the Bucham, and we do another paragraph in Chelik Gimel Perek Chav Ches, shekol mitzvah ein hefresh. Bein shite mitzvah say, bein mitzvah loisa say, shetiye matarosa silika ovel, to bring justice to society, o al zilus, al mida na'ale, hamivim liyachasim tevim bein b'nei odom. O matan hashkofa nechayna. So the question is that the chefs of the mitzvah, or that's the purpose of the mitzvah? Im kefiat sibur atzmo o biyose echrechi lesilok ovel o knias mina teva sha mitzvah hi mubu eres o ilo gluya toeles vi eime mitzvah heim lishol tachlisom ki loy lovo vuchule. He says, "Vulom sha'al lomo nitzavino lahamin shashem echod." That we never ask the question, because that's very clear. Ki loy novoch odon klau. So that is to be kind of the Ashkofa, not. See, here we're talking lachera and cherish chi about what the chepsa of the mitzvah is, and Moran Bucha is talking about the batala of the mitzvah is. Olomo who's halnu miritzicha ugineva. Oy min han the koma ugulas hadom olomet savinu bi avas ksasenu esk ksasenu. So I asked myself the question. So what are we trying to say? That the cheps of the mitzvah might not be the midah, but the matol of the mitzvah is this of the society. So you're talking about then. That maybe they loyselech rochel b'amecho. Maybe he is dealing with Mishneh Torah in Hilchos Deis, according to what he says in Moran Nevuchim. They were talking about the matol. I'm just wondering what happened over here. Or is the chazara? What's happening? On the other hand, there's another one. Let's try another one. Yosem ve'almon loysam. Days, Perik Vav Lachiyud. Chai Vod Lizoye Bisayim Vyamonos, Mibnei Shenaf Shem Shveil Malay, Kibucham Nemucha, Bukhule, Shem Loko Amono, Vyosem Loisanu. The Heich Noah Gini Moyim Bukhule, Vole Yirik Bohem El Mini Kovod, Vole Yachiv Gufom, Ba'avoida, Vole Yibo Bedvom Koshim. V'yichas al memoinam, yochas al memoinam, yese mi memoinam atzmoy. Kol makniton o machison, o hichiv lehen, o roda behen, o yobad mi ibe memoinam, hali ze ibe meleisase, choshkein amokarara. V'lav ze acho pishin, loikin lova, hali anche mufuish batera. Shneem v'chora api, okay, v'orakti eschem v'chora. That's Mishneh Torah. In Sefer HaMitzvos, Resh Nun Vav, he says, Mitzvah Resh Nun Vav, he shis hanu me'anois ha'yosam v'amonu v'om v'yis'ale kol amonu v'yosam v'yis'anu v'zeis ha'asho kolelis shlo yane oisom loy b'ma'amer ma'amal v'loy b'ma'ase. So what's he trying to say? That you can violate the Avera in two ways. This Avera can be both an Amira and a Pula. Or if the Rambam would have quoted Adyasa Amon Le Sa'anun, where would he put it? In Amira or Pula? Would it go into days? It's the same type of thing of Le Selech Ocha Bamecho. But you could have said, maybe the Mishneh Torah is going according to the Matala. Okay. Then you can say, however, the Afterach Kaboicha is both. It's both that the Etzim mitzvah is a midah. That's what it is, and it's also the matala. Like, just what happened over here? Okay. Then I throw in the Fara Monkey Wrench, but you can probably do this many times. Okay. Let's take a mitzvah which is written in Matnas Anim, not in Hilchos Deis. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. V'chol Aroya Oni Mevakesh. Behelim Einov Bimenu, Veloynosan Leitstoka, Ova Veloysaase, Shnemo Leysaamets Es Lavovcho, Veloysikpoits Es Yodchme Echecho Ebion. Okay. So Leysaamets is in Hilchos Matnas Anim. Okay. It's not in Hilchos Deis, right? Now, open up Kapach, Mitzvah Resh Lamed Beis. What the purpose was, tell you I know nothing, okay? I think everything I said so far is correct, okay? But I know nothing. Resh Lamed Vav. Let me read to you. Resh Lamed Beis, sorry, Resh Lamed Beis. He shis hilnu milihimona milaseis tzoka v'achovo meho evyoinim meachenu acha shenei da doich matzovo v'yichol teinu letomchom. Okay? You don't give them support. You don't support them. V'om yisal lois amitz es levov lois sikpo es yodcho meachicho evyoin. Okay? To this point, you know, we're okay. Now listen to the next line. This is like the monkey going to destroy everything. V'zeh ashova milihisnaig midas hakilus ve'achzorius miloseis lezakai b'kach. Okay? What it is, and this word, the tagu milihisnaig, is the same word in the Makor Magid, Alchakur Shalak, okay? The same word over here that the Ram says, Lisnaig Bemida, when he talks about V'Aftarach Kamoicha. Okay? So what does he want? Is he trying to say, is this just the Matola? The Ashola is, in other words, you do this, and this will bring you to this meeting, okay? But, you know, if you're going to tell me that the Matola is enough to be kevedet it's deis, and if the Etzem Mitzvah is not deis, you know, so I'm just, it's very confusing to me how we are deciding what is what. That's my problem. Okay? Okay? Can we now continue? This is the complete confusion, but I think, you know, I think the air is a lot clearer. You know, this amazing, the exact same Lashon. I mean, this night, it's the exact same Lashon. But the question is, do you mean that this actually is Midas? Okay. What's the Pula? The Pula is, what am I doing? But he's talking about, but the Lisnaig means to get this Mida, okay? It means Lisnaig, it means to be Kena, the Mida. And that's what's going on here? So what is this? Is this the Matava? Or this the Etzem thing? Or this is really, you see, what happens over here, this La is really goes together. It's not the question of society itself. The meal of Kila, this is Vach Bedrocho. Correct? So I just don't know when do you get it till those days. Okay? I'm not getting involved, and you know, I'm just gonna throw this at you. You know, what happened to Chech the Chech Zambi Secho? And what are the Boy Tidbok? Okay? Because in the beginning, he introduces the Bigas Acham in two ways. And Aloch Aleph, he's talking about how you get Midas. And Aloch Beis is talking about to be close to the Shechina. What does the Boy Tidbok have to do? What does the Boy Sidbuk have to do with those days? Okay? And what's Hechech Techiach Sami Secha? So I can imagine Hechech Techiach, that you know, you see the person doing something wrong, so what, society, this is what's going on? Okay? What do those days? Okay? Now, let's get started. Now that we know that we, or what we do know and we don't know, okay? But I thought this is like important, you know, what's going on? Okay, now. Now, okay. We have so, see, I'm very confused. You see, in certain cases, I can imagine the Mida itself is a problem. Or in certain cases, the Mida, if it comes into fruition, is a problem. Okay? So the question is, we talk about the Tila and the Kima. Without acting it out, is that a problem? Let's talk about the Tila. Okay. Because you know what the Ram says? The Ram says, in Hilchos Deis, he says, Ho'isek is zeh oiva b'leisito. Okay. El yimoche hadovo milibo vulitrenu. Okay? Shekol zman shunuiter es hadovo. He's watching it. I'm not sure if it's the grudge or just that the person did this. We'll have to see exactly. Vizoichoi shemo yovo linkoi. So it means, is it dry? And so Yisro, it's a gzera, right? Lefikoch hikpido tera al metira ad she yimoche ha'ovo in miliboy v'lo yizucheno klal. So what's hikpido tera? Do I violate netira by bearing, I don't know if it's bearing the grudge, because bearing the grudge is, you know, this chuka for revenge. Or just remembering the incident without the grudge. What is this exactly? What does it mean? Hikpida Teira, it says. She mocheh b'libay. I didn't do anything. So what's the love? The Torah's calling said heichon ad heichon netira kechon shom nekima netira. See, tell him that you know you didn't, you lent it to me, and I'm a better man than you. I'm giving it. Okay. It's not an issue of gaiva, a better man. It means he's holding this in his heart. Okay, so what's the Issa? The saying this and doing this, the Maisa, or the Akpada? Okay, so I would have said I always learned a Hechel Kechadas. It's the doing it, right? Or the saying is doing the whole school. But as the Ram say, Lefikach Hekpida Teira, Shimocha Beliboy. So that's when I'm very confused. When he's talking about these things and says that the Torah legislated about the midah, okay, the tziva, is this by itself something, or it's only something together with when you do it? How does it all play itself out? Okay, and I'm very confused about that also. You see, when you're talking about society, okay, we're talking about society, so I imagine that if you bear, see, here you become very confused, okay? Because you bear the grudge or the grit, or you remember in your heart, okay? So you can say, Shema Yavoy, so tell you Peter that it's going to happen, okay? And then he talks about Masu Matan Shabbanei Odom, okay? So there, L'chere is when he acts it out. But Netira, he just says, you know, I'm better than you. So I'm just wondering, you know, so what happens? So if you just remember, according to the second sound, it takes nothing. He pee the Torah, and then he talks about the day of the Masu Matan.
You see, the Choli Nefesh should have to do with Maisa.
Choli Nefesh has nothing to do with Maisa.
So you're saying that's how it's...
No, but Choli Nefesh... If it's a chili nefesh of halach the b'drach of a certain doing ma'isa, but here we're not talking about the chili nefesh at all. Here we're talking about this problem, which is going to create problems in society. The question is: so therefore, what? So the etzem feeling is a problem. So I would say heichon because ketzad ne'nerot. You know, the chol hotos climate. I'm doing something. So how can he at the same time say lefich ekpinateya? I was singing this Yom Kippur, trying to figure this out. You know, it's amazing. Okay, we go on. Now, because he Sifra says lo sikum al heichan koicha shon lekima, what mean koicha? Oh my Lord, Yishleini, and the Torah's Kohanim says, you did this, so he does that. Or he says he's better than you, or I'm not giving because of this. That's what the Torah's Kohanim is talking about. He's doing something. So I can imagine that you have to do the Maisa, but it's a Shu'im in the Nekim and the Tira. Okay? And it's all together, and it's the same type of thing I'm saying. When you do the after Kamecha, this is part of the whole. It's part of the whole package. I can imagine that. Okay, how the Rambam knew that these midas are part of the package? You know, it's an amazing thing. But that's what he says. Okay, but he's going further. He's saying that the midah by itself, Hikpida Teira. Where do you see Hikpida Teira? Now, let me read to you Loisa Seshindala. And we'll end with this. He, she is Hilnu Shalanindam Kaseno is Kaseno. Vuhuka going Shekodam Loy Eza Maisa. Vioz Loy Nechtal Miladroshoi Ad Shednig Molehu Kifo Oloy Hora. Oi Nitzareo Kmo Shetzio Isonu. He's talking about doing something. Okay. So, I just want to tell you, see, I can imagine, see, it could be the reason why he's ain loike over here, is because the chefs of the Isa is the nida. And it's nothing to do with the Ram of Bar Yiroh, that's the Minchasina. Nothing to do with the Ram that we do a Maisa. You get Malchus, because they're the chefs of the Isa, is the Bar Yiroh, is the holding on to him. He and the chefs of the Isa is the nida. So even if you do the Maisa, okay, so you wouldn't get Malchus. So we'll end up with that, and that's Lochagavah.